KCAL America's Radio Newsline. The other big story of the day, of course, iPhone. Chris Morris, an acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries. He's also a veteran financial journalist with more than 22 years under his belt. Mr. Morris, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I have not seen the reported iPhone. I have not held it. I have not even witnessed what it can do. I'm hearing a bunch of blogging about what it can do. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, Apple is actually still discussing their new holiday lineup right now. They're talking about new earphones, but everyone's interested in the iPhone 5.
Right.
It is going to be called the iPhone 5, not the new iPhone like we talked about last week. Here's what we know about it. It's going to be 18% thinner, 20% lighter, and it is going to have that 4-inch screen that we talked about. So it's a bigger screen versus the 3.5 on the current models right now. That's going to mean you can add an extra row of icons so you'll have more apps in front of you anytime you want them, and it is designed to fit inside your hand. It's going to work on 4G networks, which we kind of expected would be happening. It's also got dual-channel wireless. Now, that's kind of a technical buzz term, but what it means is that if you're on a wireless connection with your iPhone, you can use speeds that are twice as fast, up to 150 megabits per second.
Hmm.
Now,
so, yeah.
Go ahead.
No,
yeah, well,
I have a question, but you keep going first.
Okay, well, let's get to pricing, because I think that's what
everyone's
really
curious about.
Yeah,
I've been wondering about that myself, yes.
It's going to be the same price as the 4S. So if you've got the 16-gigabit model, that's going to be $200. 32 gigs will be $300, $400 for the 64-gigabit model. iPhone 4 is going to become free on contract.
Wow.
And the iPhone 4S is going to drop down to $99. Now, the pre-orders for this are going to start on Friday, and it'll ship a week later, September 21st. The iOS 6, which is the new operating system, will become available on September 19th for people who have current models of these of their products.
All right, Chris, so what do folks do if they have the 4S? Should they just stick with what they have, or is it worth spending the money if your contract isn't up for an upgrade?
You know, if your contract's not up for an upgrade right now, then you're probably going to end up paying a good bit out of pocket for this new phone. It's a nice large screen from what we're seeing right now, but it doesn't seem to have a whole bunch of punch, for lack of a better term. The camera's going to be a little nicer. A couple little things about that. You're going to be able to do panoramic shots with your camera, which is a nice little addition there. You'll get a better front-facing camera if you do a lot of FaceTime talking. and it is going to have a new connector. Now, that's something we should talk about in a minute. But
yeah,
if you need a new phone, go ahead and get it. If you're just thinking, oh, I have to upgrade because everyone has it, I'm not seeing anything right off the bat that's going to be
Can you do FaceTime on a cell network rather than having to get Wi-Fi?
Yes, you will be able to do that on a 3G with the release of
I hope he's not on an iPhone now.
You just cut out there, Chris. I don't know which carrier are you using? By the way, we're talking with Chris Morris right now. He's an acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries, a veteran financial journalist as well for 22 years. You brought it up, a new connector is coming.
Yeah, a new connector. They used to use what was called a 30-pin connector. That's sort of that wide, flat-looking thing that you could never plug in right on the first try because you always had it upside down.
Right.
They're going to a new system. They're calling it Lightning because it's Apple and they like to put names on things. It's reversible, which everyone would love to see. It's 80% smaller. And most importantly, there are going to be plenty of docks out there or accessories out there to dock to this phone to your old products like your speaker sets and things like that.
Hmm.
So, all right, we also heard about a new iPad.
New iPad, they're not announcing today. At least they have not announced it yet. That's probably going to be a separate event that comes in a few weeks. But we're hearing the rumor mill on that is we'll see a smaller screened iPad, probably about 7 inches or so. We'll know more about that in the coming weeks, though.
All right, Chris Morris. He's an acclaimed writer, editor, specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries. Chris, before we let you go, just a final thing. If you were upgrading, or maybe you didn't have an upgrade, would you go with this new iPhone 5, or would you keep your 4S?
If it was time for me to upgrade and my contract was expired, I would go with the new phone. It will be faster.
Uh-huh.
If I'm not at the end of my contract, I'd hang on to what I've got.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. The MTV Video Music Awards loses half of their viewers from last year. Here's Mike Mortensen with details at the Entertainment Desk at America's Radio News.